I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What we should do is we should look at the early warning signals, the signs. One of these shooters at a recent school shooting had 24 interactions with the local law enforcement. I find it hard to believe that an individual goes from getting his mother to sign a change of name certificate age 17, and then just a handful of years later is mowing down innocent children in a church pew during a Catholic mass, and nobody realized there was a problem. That's what we have to address to save the next children from the next atrocity.
That is so true. Sebastian Gorka speaking about this tragedy, of course, we had last week where we had a shooter, a trans, start shooting into a Catholic mass, killing two children in the pews, wounding numerous others. And Sebastian Gorka is right on point. He is, of course, now the senior White House director for counterterrorism, but he says, I do not know how we could possibly get to this point when this shooter, 22 years old now, at 17, had his mother sign a permission slip so he could start transing, and we saw nothing going on, and we allowed him to get guns. I'm all about the Second Amendment. I'm all about the Second Amendment. But there are people that should not have a gun. And if they're mentally unstable, no, they shouldn't. And if you're going through transitional surgery, puberty blockers, or whatever else, I'd say you're mentally unstable. You're mentally unstable because you want to change your gender. And you bought into the woke philosophy, if you don't feel right about yourself today, maybe if you were a different gender, you'd feel better. The only solace is that not every trans ends up going after, going after others to kill them. They might commit suicide, but how do we let something get to this point and suddenly, oh, that was a big problem. No kidding. The left who wants to always cry out about gun control, you should also be at the forefront of saying, if we have people like this, they should not get guns. I will join you on that. But, of course, we also have to be careful because it's a slippery slope. Once you start down that, they'll start sliding other people in and saying they also shouldn't have one because Larry Connors talks too conservative for me. My answer, tough. Bull hokey. All right, welcome aboard. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. I'm struggling with a little sinus congestion, allergies. Nothing's the more Jack wouldn't help, but I can't do it right now. Maybe later. Pardon me. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Here we are on September 2nd, 2025. Watch how fast we get to January 1. And, of course, with Larry Connors USA, we give you news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you had as we began the hour. I promise you. And reminding you, when you're on the air streaming video for you, you go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And if you miss, you can always go back and pull up the podcast. I would strongly encourage you to do so, either video or audio at Newstalk STL. And reminding you, you get the same at LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook, or anywhere you find your podcast. Let me also take a moment to remind you, we are now into September. I told you this date would be fast approaching, and here it is, September 2nd. Thursday, September 18. We still have some tickets available. If you want to join us at Lindenwood College for Steve Forbes discussing American entrepreneurship, it is free, but you will need tickets to get in. It begins at 7 that evening, September the 18th. How do you get your tickets? Go to Newstalk STL right now and say you want a couple of tickets. I'd say you better do it in a hurry because, once again, everybody procrastinates, suddenly rush at the door. Don't be left out. In our next hour, how many of you voted? How many of you voted for leadership of the CDC? Anybody? The answer is nobody. Nobody voted for who leads the CDC. And that apparently is a point of contention with the leftists. They think they did. No, they didn't. Later in this hour, U.S. Congresswoman basically calling for violence in our streets against Israel and any Israeli or Jewish sympathizer primarily pushing violence against Israel and Jews, all in the name of free Palestine. And this is a U.S. congresswoman. But let's say inside our borders of our current crime issue, aside from what she is trying to stir up, the crime continues to go rampant. A Chicago citizen cried out against Chicago Mayor Johnston.
Our tax dollars to go, Michael Rodriguez, you said to take Trump to court to protect these illegals. You said you're going to spend our tax dollars to take Trump to court to protect these illegals if they try to come in your district. And then you said they all of y'all in cahoots with each other to do it. Okay, so now we about to make y'all famous. We're going to let all y'all constituents know who y'all ratting for, that y'all wouldn't spend our tax dollars to protect illegals and to get them legal services.
Yeah, they're all about protecting illegals. Dumping them, by the way, in the backyards of Chicago American citizens in areas where the Chicago people say, we don't want them here. But, of course, they're putting them in the minority areas, the more poverty-stricken areas. They're not dropping them in the wealthy areas of Chicago. And they're all about trying to defend them while letting crime run rampant in the street. J.D. Pritzker trying to explain what he's doing.
What we won't do, however, is engage in what is a federal effort. That is to say, they have their job, immigration. We have our job, which is to fight violent crime on the streets of our city.
You're not doing
and,
it.
By the way, we're succeeding at that
no,
job.
No, you're not.
But when they bring people in and don't coordinate with us, they're going to cause enormous problems. So this is dangerous. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be doing it. It's anti-American. It's un-American. Mm-hmm. And I would tell her to maybe check herself.
Check
for
herself.
What does she really believe?
He's talking about Kristi Noem, our Homeland Security Director. Check herself. She doesn't know what she's talking about, what she believes. And there's Pritzker claiming, we've got things, we don't need help. We knew. You know what they did this last week in Chicago over Labor Day weekend? 54 shootings, 54 different victims shot. 5 to 7 confirmed dead. And he wants you to believe that we've got everything under control. Well, Chicago Alderman Lopez says, I don't think so.
We've had multiple mass shootings in the city of Chicago this weekend. We've had nearly 50 people shot, I think 8 people killed this weekend alone. And to look the Chicago people directly in their face and say, don't worry, everything is fine. You're safer than you were last year. No one believes it. The perception is that it matches reality, that you are in danger the moment you walk out of your house. And sometimes while you're even just sitting in your own living room, you know, it's very easy for Brandon Johnson to put together these orders that are meaningless. But we need the help. We need the National Guard's help take off the pressure from the Chicago Police Department, which is guarding some of the city's assets. And we could better use their personnel, their intel, and their training in the neighborhoods.
And why would Brandon Johnson not want that? Because it would make Trump look good. In D.C., Muriel Bowser complained about it and then welcomed it. Complained and then once again got back on board to the extent that Trump was praising her over the weekend. To my knowledge, and I have not checked the latest today, there's still not been a murder in D.C. since he put federal troops and federalized the police, since he nationalized, or rather put the National Guard in. Not a murder one, and all their other crimes are down dramatically. Why won't Pritzker understand the value of what's happening? Basically, safety for his citizens. The woman he told to check herself, Kristi Noem.
For 13 consecutive years, Chicago had more murders than any other American city. In fact, just last year in 2024, they had three times the amount of murders that LA did, five times more than New York City. So he can talk about what a great job he's doing as governor, but he's failing those families who will no longer have their child with them, their mother or their father or their cousin, aunt and uncle, that are gone forever because of the violence that's happening in Chicago. So I was a governor for many years. So I recognize the responsibilities that you have on your shoulder when you're a governor. And I'll tell you, as a governor, when I had to make tough decisions and when I had disagreements with the Biden administration or challenges my people were facing, I called up the Biden administration. I went and talked to them. I asked for meetings. I fought for my people. This seems like it's more about Governor Pritzker's ego now rather than actually protecting his people. If he has one murder in the city of Chicago, he should be calling President Trump and saying, what's your ideas? What can we do? They don't even honor our detainers in Chicago.
And by detainers, they're talking about holding those who are here illegally. They're not doing anything to protect citizens. They're doing everything to protect the illegals and ignoring the crime in the process, because anything that makes it look like Trump knows what he's doing, we can't do that. So it is Pritzker's ego and more. Trump has already set an example of crime fighting by what he's done in D.C. And yet even there, leftists continue to claim that he's actually causing more crime. D.C. U.S. Attorney Pirro.
President Trump has literally changed the safety landscape in Washington, D.C. And I often wonder, in answer to your question, whether, you know, who is the person who says, you know, crime is low enough for us to handle? Who decides what is acceptable? If we go from intolerable to unacceptable, does that mean we should pat ourselves on the back and say, let's just leave town? No, that's not what President Trump is about here. Washington was one of the most violent cities, not just in the United States, but in the world. So let's not pussyfoot around this whole thing. So far, we've had 1,528 arrests, 156 guns taken off the street, which means they can't be used to shoot and kill other people. Last night alone, 76 arrests. Five guns seized. If anyone has a problem with that, then, you know, they're not in compliance with 81% of the American people who think crime is a major problem in large cities.
And you know the ones who don't think it's a crime? Lefties and the thugs. If you put the thugs in the midst of these lefties, you might find them quickly calling out for send the police, send the National Guard, send the federal troops. Tennessee Senator Marshall Blackburn.
The numbers don't lie. They tell the story of what is taking place. And also, if you talk to law enforcement officers that are on the ground in these blue cities, they will tell you they are appreciative for the backup. And look at what the citizens are saying. They feel safer. They are pleased that there is an enforcement and a presence. And President Donald Trump has been right on this from day one. And I think people are grateful to see this. Everyone wants their community safe. They want these gang leaders, MS-13, Trende Aragua, apprehended and removed from their communities. They want to know that their kids are going to be safe. And these Democrat leaders that have pushed soft on crime policies, people that have tried to make heroes out of villains and villains out of law enforcement. It is so interesting to see now the citizens and many elected leaders are standing up and saying, way to go.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we have needed, enforcement of the rule of law.
Yeah, that's what we needed. Enforce the law. And you heard a moment ago, Piero talking about, so you start staying, you remove, you've gone from this stat to that stat to that stat, but are you still being safe? Chicago Alderman Lopez raised that very point about when you start looking at stats, just reducing a stat doesn't mean you're solving crimes.
It's interesting that the mayor and the governor have this threshold where they say, we've decreased crime just enough, we don't need to go any further. Well, we all say, let's keep going. Look what happened in D.C. where the crime went down 84%. Let's go 12 days without a murder in the city of Chicago. Those are noble aspirations that we can work together with if we choose to engage President Donald Trump.
That's the point. Just because you drop a certain percentage, when you say that's enough, we don't need to do anything else. He said, look at what happened in D.C., where the crime went down 84%. Let's go and... I'm sorry, Alderman, this is never going to happen. Even if Trump sends in National Guard troops and takes over the Chicago police, which might be a stretch of legality, I'll agree. But he said, let's look at what happened in D.C., where crime went down 84%. Let's go 12 days without a murder in the city of Chicago. Well, that's a fantastic idea. Is it realistic? Even one murder is too many. Coming up, dealing with Russia and Ukraine, it's getting to a very touchy point here. Putin continues to thumb his nose at Trump in every effort to bring him to the table to bring a true ceasefire. Brent Sadler of the Heritage Foundation will be joining us as we move forward. We got a lot to cover. You're going to learn a lot more before we're done this hour and, of course, in our second hour. As always, thanks for listening. In the meantime, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy. 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love it. Oh, and I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. She'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. Well, what deep in love? Yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
European leaders and President Zelensky were at the White House the following Monday. Has done the opposite of following through on what he indicated he wanted to do. As a matter of fact, he has, in a despicable manner, increased the bombing campaign. So I think with President Trump, all options are on the table, and I think we'll be examining those very closely this week.
All options on the table. Which brings us to our guest from the Heritage Foundation, Brent Sadler. Welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me on today.
Well, you know what? Let me tell the audience again. You got 26 years of the Navy, numerous operations with nuclear-powered subs. My brother was on a sub. And he told me something I'm sure you would agree with. There are only two kinds of ships in the Navy, subs and targets. You agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, those skimmers are great targets.
Yeah. Now, with this issue, Putin just continues to thumb his nose, continuing to pound Ukraine, not doing anything to even hold back, even hitting a European Union facility the other day. They know the targets are hitting. These are not military. They're civilian, and they continue. So as you were hearing from Secretary Bessent, we're going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's no surprise. Dealing with Putin, expecting some good-faith gestures of slowing down the military operations was never going to happen until he actually started to pay a price. And so the all options on the table, I do not think it's boots on the ground.
Yeah, I don't think the American people would go for it, do you? If it's U.S.
No, I don't think the sentiment of Americans is not ready for that. But more importantly, I don't think we need it.
What should be done? European boots on the ground?
Well, I think in the immediate time right now is the United States, the Trump administration need to let the Ukrainians use the weapons that we get to them to the maximum capacity and capability that they have. The Biden administration put tons of restrictions that made it very easy for the Russians to mitigate the harm and the cost that the Western weapons were getting into Ukraine could impose on Moscow. So that's an easy one. Take off the constraints. But we also need to put more economic cost on the Chinese and the Indians who continue to do business with the Russians.
Now, India is an interesting scenario, different than China. Obviously, we're putting tariffs on them. But Trump has said we will hit you with penalty tariffs if you continue to buy oil from Russia, which helps literally fuel their operation.
I mean, India, after the February 22 invasion of Ukraine, they, by fivefold increase in their trade with Russia, overwhelmingly due to buying Russian petroleum. They are the second largest customer of Russian oil the last 2 to 3 years. And that's a significant cash inflow that supports Russia's war machine. But China's the number one. And it supports a heavy industrial, like equipment and microelectronics supply that's continues to enable Russia's war machine, the production of cruise missiles, aircraft, etc.
You're listening to Captain Brent Sadler, retired with the Heritage Foundation now. There is a story on the Associated Press that says Putin says the Trump administration is listening to our arguments on the Ukraine war. By that, he apparently says that they're understanding what we need and they're going to get us what we want.
That might not be what they're going to get from D.C. in the long term.
Yeah.
Certainly not in the near term. I think that's wishful thinking. Clearly, President Trump has acted in Americans' best interest consistently. And so if it doesn't smell right, doesn't feel right, and to that end, I don't think anyone that's characterizing what's coming is benefiting them. It might be a little bridge too far.
Well, as far as the meeting that happened over the weekend, going into the Labor Day weekend, between the Indian Prime Minister Modi and Chinese leader Xi and Putin of Russia, what do you think they came out of that meeting with as far as looking to what Trump might do?
Yeah, I mean, they probably had a conversation. They clearly want, the Indians want to clearly keep the cheap oil flowing because it's cheap for them and it makes good business sense. But I think other than a photo op and trying to agitate folks in D.C. that there's some grand new strategic bargain in the offing, I don't think is going to realistically happen. India still sees China as a very real and proximate danger. So I can't see India changing their strategic posture. They might have this photo op in Beijing, but not much has changed that really matters in the bigger scheme of things with India.
Well, to that extent, the reason I wanted to go down that road briefly is because Putin claims, again, he's reached understandings with Trump because of their meeting in Alaska last month. Not saying he would agree to peace talks, which apparently today was to be the deadline for him, but that they are getting closer to an agreement. I don't see any movement. I see more shelling of Ukraine.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I think Putin still hasn't felt a compelling amount of cost, certainly not enough on his key supporters in Beijing to change course. And when it comes to this understanding between Putin and Trump, it's important to note that in the last week, that news has been breaking of 3,500 new longer-range air launch missiles are being delivered to Ukraine. Again, if those get in there with Ukraine's new cruise missiles that they've developed themselves, and the Ukrainians are allowed to hit Russian targets, logistic ones and tactical ones, I think it might be a significant military cost coming. And that understanding between Trump and Putin, I certainly hope, considered that failure on Putin's part to act will result in serious cost on the battlefield as well as in the pocketbook.
The New York Times is daring to put out an article titled "Putin is finding a growing embrace on the global stage."
Yeah, I don't know what to take of that one. I'm not sure. It's a very opportunistic photo op. And I believe it when I see it in real change in trade patterns and military activities. But when it comes to Russia and China and some of the lessers like North Korea and Belarus and Iran, these trends have been there for well over a decade. It's just now it's coming into sharper relief as we have the final phases of a war in Ukraine perhaps playing out. And every little bit of support and diplomatic posturing is intended to shape the final ceasefire negotiation. So it gets elevated, gets more illustrative.
Well, a point that has been raised repeatedly that he wants, obviously, Ukraine. He wants to recreate the old USSR, which would include Ukraine. But for certainly does not want Ukraine joining NATO or the European Union. But now Putin is claiming have never been against Ukraine joining the European Union. Getting into the NATO is the part that's unacceptable. How do you differentiate? Yeah.
Putin is trying to move the goalposts. He's moving them back because clearly in 2014, that was the motivator for his annexing Crimea and supporting the insurrectionist and direct intervention back in 2014. So now it's clear that Putin is trying to get as much as he can with the efforts that he's put in the war. But the reality is if you push back a little bit, you can get to a much better lasting peace. It's not the time to cede ground to Putin without a cost on his side.
Are we actually seeing support from the European Union or lip service only?
I wouldn't expect much from the European Union, but when you start looking at countries like Poland, I think increasingly Germany, and of course Finland and Sweden, who are the newest members of NATO, it's very clear that Europeans feel the threat. And the fact that they have not invested in their defense for decades, they're starting to wake up to the threat and they're making real investments. Sadly, it's going to take a couple of years before they see the fruits of these investments. I just hope it's soon enough to deter Russia's next adventure in Europe.
You know, at the beginning of the war, a survey was taken and something like north of 70% of Ukrainians said they would fight. They were not interested in a ceasefire. A more recent survey taken maybe less than a week ago said 70 to 80% are ready for a ceasefire to bring it to a halt. Ukrainians are tired of it. No doubt Russians are tired of it. And yet it continues.
We are probably in the last few weeks of this fighting season before the rains really turn the battlefield to this impassable, muddy field. The tanks and armor and artillery are a hard time moving through, let alone infantry units. So the weather will intervene and give a time for the operations to drop down to allow real diplomacy to perhaps take place.
Of course, it will not stop missiles, though. They will continue to be launched.
Absolutely. There's still going to be bloodshed, but the movement of that line of control, the front line, basically freezes, which then takes it off the negotiating table for Putin if he can put enough pressure on him to end this war. The Russian people were very clearly supportive of a new administration under Trump, thinking that there'd be real focus on ending the war. The details matter, and it has to be acceptable to American interest.
Absolutely.
How this war comes to an end.
Captain Sandler, thank you again for your time, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. PRIglobal.ai, PRIglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
They thought they could kill us, rape us, imprison us, violently uproot us from our olive tree farms, starve our children to death, and we would disappear. Well, guess what? Now we're in Congress, and we're every corner of the United States. Y'all, they just don't get it. They just don't get it. They will never truly comprehend, even after seven decades, that we aren't going anywhere. We are just getting started.
Yes, she's right about that. Minnesota Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, closing out the Radical People's Conference for Palestine in Detroit. That was Sunday. Boosting and boasting of her congressional power and Palestinian resistance. All those attending hate Jews. Make no mistake about it. They hate Jews. They want Jews dead. Enough of calling them anti-Semitic. They're Jew haters. And she's got a perfect audience. And making a point that, well, they can't get rid of us and now we're even in Congress. Yeah, that's a fact. And it's a sad fact. Because they're not standing for America and American values. They're standing for a foreign nation. She is standing, basically, as a U.S. Congresswoman supporting Palestine and the genocide of Israel. Make no mistake. She said, we're in every corner of the U.S. We're not going anywhere. We're just getting started. She began by reminding the crowd that she is angry at the very institution she serves, U.S. Congress. She's a member of Congress, and yet she's angry about being in Congress and the way Congress is. She said, Detroit taught me that the political structures we are surrounded by were built on slavery and genocide and rape and oppression. It's not the genocide enabling Congress or the White House that will free our people. It is only us. It can only be us. Our Congress is genocide enabling. The White House is a part of that. There was a time, obviously, that this nation and its stained history was all about slavery, and a woman was not going to be elected to Congress, certainly not a black woman, and certainly not one who is Muslim. We're trying to move past that, but you can't move past it when you continue to have people like Tlaib and Omar and AOC all in your face on a daily basis shouting free Palestine. And they got their lackeys following them around like hungry little dogs picking up whatever crumb they think will work for them. Not realizing to free Palestine from the river to the sea means wipe out Israel. Israel continues to go into Gaza and is trying to destroy Hamas. Hamas continues to hold hostages. They're not letting any go. They're not showing any signs that they're going to. And that is because they believe as long as they have these captives, they are in control. All of this escalation is a renewed offensive at this point. It has to be. Israel has already called up tens of thousands of reservists for this major operation in Gaza City. Excuse me. Israel points out clearly and accurately, Gaza is the last Hamas stronghold. So the Israeli military continues ground and air campaign in northern and central Gaza. When all of the action started, that Israel started retaliating for what Hamas did in Israel, that October date, Hamas immediately started hiding in the midst of the civilians, under hospitals, under baby beds, cowards that they are, and daring Israelis to come after them. And yes, because the only way to get to some of the Hamas terrorists, you had to unfortunately go through civilians. But keep in mind, if Israel was just intent on destroying Palestinians that are not affiliated with Hamas, who just want to live their life, Israel could have wiped them off the face of the earth. And Palestinians, if they had not given control to Hamas after they were given the land, they could actually have world resorts there on the sea. It would be a Dubai of the East, what they could do and what they could do and build. Since the war began, 63,000 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed. That is, of course, an estimate, but highly reliable. Hundreds more are dying of famine. They're not counted among those killed. They die. That October 7, 2023 attack killed 1,200. Hamas leadership had been preaching and calling out for reciprocal damage. You're overkill. You're overkill. And then that message got spread around. You're killing 63,000 when we only killed 1,200. Well, war is war. And when they start it, somebody's got to pay the price. Unfortunately, too many civilians have had to die. And Tlaib, a Palestinian American elected to Congress, is framing everything she says in the face of Palestinian resistance. She told this gathering, the only way to change, declared, every genocide enabler, look at this room, MFers. We ain't going anywhere. We're just growing and growing and growing. She said, I'm watching it happen every single day in Congress. They can only hold us off for so long. We're growing and becoming louder. The more Palestinians they kill, the louder we get. The louder we're getting, the more children they starve. We cannot be ignored. We will not be ignored. Israelis are not killing and starving the children. Hamas is not letting food supplies get to those in need. Hamas has no problem in starving children and using them as shields. They've done it repeatedly, and they're doing it now. But again, back to the tirade of Congresswoman, I hate even putting that word ahead of her name, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
What our government is willing to do to Palestinians, they are willing to do to all of you. As the daughter of Detroit, that I see our government that has supplied the bombs and excuses Israel from destroying literally every single day hospitals, communities, factory mass starvation. Real change doesn't come from the cowards and warmongers in Congress. It comes from the streets. It comes from all of us mobilizing and seizing the power to resist and fight back. Every town hall they hold, somebody is showing up asking, why is the United States funding a genocide?
The U.S. is not funding genocide. U.S. supporting Israel. Israel's trying to exterminate Hamas, not the Palestinian people. But of course, in this crowd, in this audience, nothing like that would ever be said. They came together in Detroit to hold this conference. The chairman of the American Muslims for Palestine said, my campus is Gaza. The library is Gaza. The research is Gaza. The time is today for free Palestine. The time is today to liberate the university. The time is today for decolonization. Everything I just read that he stated is built upon their premise that now Gaza is a compass around the world, and masses are with them. Gaza is different than Palestine. Gaza is filled with Hamas terrorists. You get the terrorists out, Gaza could be a thriving community again. But those hell-bent on not just being anti-Semitic, call it for what it is, Jew haters and wanting them dead, they will not be satisfied until they get their blood from the Jews. Meanwhile, in our streets, we continue to fight thugs and illegals, and blue city mayors and blue city, or rather blue state governors continue to fight against Trump. They do not like the fact that he's been successful in ending crime, reducing it dramatically in D.C. They don't like it. And Governor Newsom says, don't even think about coming to my state. Well, Trump has made it clear, if you cannot control your state, then I may need to come in. And then here comes Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, always good for making a good little remark. And this time, his target is Governor Newsom. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. And don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I welcome help. I welcome federal help. I welcome more state help. I welcome local help. Come on down. I've watched Governor Newsom for years. And to quote one of my favorite columnists, he's put the funk into dysfunction. Every year that he's been governor, crime and violence has gotten worse in California. Why? Because Governor Newsom is a member of the socialist wing of his party. Because Governor Newsom has refused to get up off his ice-cold, lazy butt and do something about it. Because Governor Newsom thinks that talking about crime, he's only doing it under pressure, is racist. Because he thinks that cops are a bigger problem than criminals. But I want to give him credit. Maybe he's had a conversion, but he's doing the right thing by sending in California State Police. And, you know, even a blind chicken finds a mealworm now and then.
But it comes too late for many citizens in various communities. Over the Labor Day weekend in Chicago, they had 7 to 8 dead, 60 different shootings. And New York, New York City was holding a parade, a West Indian Day parade. Seven were shot. Why were they shooting at them for that? No clear reason. They're just being thuggish because they can. This happens in non-blue cities and non-blue states as well. But they do a better job of cracking down on them and going after them. The only thing we see the leftists actually doing is rushing to defend what they're doing, which is nothing. Or to quote Senator Kennedy, sitting on their cold asses and doing nothing. If it happened in their neighborhood and their household, do you think it would change? Maybe. But see, they have their own security. You? Sucks to be you, doesn't it? So what'd you learn this hour? You're going to learn more coming up in our second hour. We're going to look at who voted for the CDC. Did you vote for the CDC? I didn't. And of course, remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545, 636-689-0545, or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.